Welcome everyone to Christ's Blessing on September 17th, 2017. And I, for one, am so grateful to be here. 3 weeks ago, I wasn't sure where I would be in the coming days, weeks, or even months. The damage that we sustained was extreme. And the discomfort we went through for 2 weeks was also extreme, with no power, no water, no telephone, net service, no Wi-Fi. We were really, really locked into, I'm going to put us on Q&A mode. We were really, really locked into primitive survival, but the great thing that came from it is that all we had were our neighbors. So we met people we've never met before. We made friends with people we've never, it's not that we weren't friends, we just didn't get around to meeting, or maybe had not enough in common with to do things. And we did barbecues together, and we cleaned each other's lots together, and we took care of each other's other needs, our personal needs. One household had a shop level generator, and so they had showers, and they had a shower in their house. So we really had about a two block camp out, and most of the people in my neighborhood did not leave. We all had strong homes that we thought would hold up under the worst of conditions, and actually the homes did, but the peripheral property damage was enormous. It was, it looked like Kuwait after a bomb. And today you can drive down the streets of our little town, and all of the trash from the damage is piled up on the streets. And our workers and volunteers are coming by in trucks and picking it up as fast as they can. Bless their hearts, they're working on 24-hour shifts to get it. But it still just keeps coming and coming. Sometimes the piles of rubbish are higher than the house. And you go by neighborhoods where whole rows of century-old trees are not just broken off, they're uprooted and turned upside down. It's like nothing I've ever seen in my life before. It's just, it is amazing that so few people were injured and so many stayed. And actually the ones of us who did stay, our main interest was really being first responders, being able to be here. And we were told that it was a mandatory exit, a mandatory exodus, I should say, and that we would have no police protection, we would have no hospital service, there would be no 911, there would be no rescue whatsoever of any kind. Anyone who stayed was truly on their own. And all of us who stayed, we stayed with the one sole intent that somebody responsible has to stay. And so it was quite an adventure. You know, if you ever wanted, no, I don't recommend that. I do not recommend this for an adventure. But I do recommend, if you're ever caught in a situation like this, don't just make a decision out of fear. Because I think we learn a lot from our courage. And I think that our courage deepens and widens our heart, and it brings intelligences of the heart that we haven't seen before or known before. And if you're ever, I don't want to make that decision for you, because you really might need to evacuate depending on what your age or health condition might be or other extraneous problems or members of your family. But I'm so glad I stayed, despite the hardship. And despite the fact that, well, I got very, very sick from it, very sick, because I didn't know how to operate a generator. And we bought, as soon as we could drive to the city, we bought a small generator, the kind that has to be serviced, or else you die of carbon monoxide poisoning or fuel toxicity. And I didn't know how to service it. I just kept it going and kept putting gasoline in it. And the fumes were so bad, it killed all the plants within a 5-foot radius. And I was just getting sicker and sicker and coughing more and more. And I, fortunately, by the time, within a few days, doctors were back and I could see a doctor. And nothing has been able to wipe out the infection because all the swamp, the floodwaters contain so much bacteria. So, and there's been such an epidemic of respiratory infections. So that was my second chapter, was going through that and actually helping friends go through it and find solutions to it. But thanks to your blessing and all the loving care that you gave me and all of us, I'm doing fine. And I'm on the turnaround point now. And I really do also care so much for our brothers and sisters in Florida who went through a terrible time. And our friends and family in Puerto Rico and from Cuba and the Virgin Islands and the Bahamas, the Florida Keys, the damage there was disastrous. The hurricane that hit there was not as bad as ours. It was a category 3. But the problem was the ocean surges that it brought in, that inundated the islands and caused catastrophic flooding and the loss of lives. There were quite a few lives lost in that part of the world. And so my heart goes out to everybody. And there are so many, many hurting people around the world. And I don't get much time to even focus on the hurricane because of so many, many people around the world that write me for help and encouragement and rescue. We have one family right now in Africa that we have pledged to help. I'll just describe their need, and you'll feel so much less needy after you hear about that. They have a family of 8, including grandparents and children, and they're really just barely on the survival level. And the husband is going to be taken to prison on the 25th of this month. If he doesn't come up with $10,000 he owes on business property. And you see, he has no criminal record and no criminal activities. But in Kenya, they put you in prison for debt. And you might not be in prison long, but prisons are horrible there. And not very many people survive them. And their family's barely surviving as it is. So I took on a pledge. I'm trying to borrow some money for them right now. And I just want to tell you, thank you, because I know you. So many of you give donations regularly, and those of you who do, everything until the 25th of this month will go to them. Everything will go to them. And I really want to put them in at a center point in our blessing today, and not just to help them directly, but also to help me find the right ways of either getting legal counsel for them or charitable counsel for them or whatever could provide a rescue. And they're particularly fond for me because they have helped us set up our mission work in Africa. They're the ones that held it strong and kept it going. It's a miracle solution outreach center where we've been treating malaria. And I have a great heart for these people. And when I think about them, nothing in my world hurts. Really. It's all relative. And we think about people around the world, that are, hurting in so many different ways. And our hearts go out to them because There's really no reason for anyone to suffer. There is so much abundance in our world and so many ways that we can help each other. I guarantee you there are so many ways we can help each other that we don't ever think about. Just like when I stayed here and I met neighbors I'd never known before, and we took care of each other. And it wasn't, in some cases, it was with dollars, but not giving dollars so much as giving food or the resources that dollars can buy. And there are so many ways we can help each other. An idea I came up with is I noticed that there was a billionaire wedding recently in Kenya, and they spent a fortune on that wedding. And, you know, I used to be one of the great portraitists in the world, and I painted the greatest sitter in the world. And I'm thinking about writing them and asking them if they want a wedding portrait with the funds to be donated to rescue this family. So, you see, I'm getting as creative as I can. If you have any ideas, let me know. I just wanted to throw that out because that's where my heart is right now. And I want to take calls from you because I care about everybody in our community. And there's no hurt too small because every hurt we have challenges our faith. And that's what's important, no matter what, to keep our faith strong and our courage strong and our ingenuity strong. There's always a way. There's always a way, my friends, even with the most serious illnesses. There's always a way, and the key is not to believe in the illness, not to give it any credence or any power over you. To just, I have known people who really healed from the worst of illnesses by caring more about somebody else. I really have. I have seen people come out of the deepest financial slumps by caring more about other people. And it really works. Because there is so much abundance in this world. And we're just not generating it because we're not creating every day of our life the idea of an open heart and the idea of a life wide open, ready to give everything it has. So I'm here to give everything I have to you. And anyone who would like to ask for a blessing or share a blessing you've received, just log on with *6 and then 1. And I'm going to start taking calls. So, Gina, you're on. Gina, just speak up. You may have to unmute your own phone.
Oh, hi, Glenda. Thank God you're okay. I've been worried. And I even went on the Facebook page. I'm hoping that maybe others can join in that. I was so concerned. But I did want to just mention quickly, as you were talking about the family in Africa, I believe I've donated to some of these before, but have you considered crowdfunding or crowdsourcing? There's numerous sites where you can, put that up there, and so many people give.
Where is that? Spell that for me, Gina.
I can email some of them to you. I think there's more than one, and that's why I thought if more than other people in our community,
okay.
If we can, Facebook is where everybody is. I just joined, after I found out.
Oh, I know. I couldn't be on Facebook during the catastrophe, though. I just got my Wi-Fi back 2 days ago.
Oh, no, I understand. I'm saying that this is where everybody, this is how people communicate now. So
right, it is. It is. And thank you for the idea. Send me the links.
I will.
Okay. Did you want to ask for a blessing?
Sure, I'll ask for a blessing for you.
Okay.
And everybody that's been affected by this horrible weather, and myself, too. And I'm so grateful that you're safe and healthy on your way to recovery. I love you.
Thank you.
I'm so happy.
I appreciate that so much. And, Gina, you will be in our blessings.
Thank you.
Okay. And let's see. We have Ollie. Ollie, you're on.
Hi, Glenda. Hola.
Hi. Were you affected by the storm?
No, but we're getting ready for another one because it's hurricane season down here.
I know. I know.
I know. I know, you know. We did well with Irma on most of the island. Now we're getting ready for Maria, which is Deshua's mother's name. So
yes.
We would love to request a blessing for everyone here on the island and adjacent islands for Maria just to express all of her wonderful energy towards the sea.
We will. We will indeed. And thank you for asking for that. Okay, I'm going to open the line for Nancy. And Nancy, you're on.
Hi, Glenda. This is Nancy Lopez in Florida. And I'm calling to say what a wonderful blessing we got. And to thank you so much for praying for my brother regarding being accepted into assisted living.
Oh, great.
Glenda, a day before we evacuated, we drove to Virginia from Central Florida. We're all retired. So we took my brother and left the area. But the day before, he went for an interview with the assisted living place, and they have accepted him and said it'll just be a month, maybe two.
Oh, God bless him.
So much. Oh, I can't tell you how my heart, which I almost fell to my knees when I heard what had happened. And I couldn't wait to let you know.
You know, I just love every single blessing. And there's no end to them. That's just it. There's really no end to them.
That's right.
God told us to love one another. That's the key.
That's the key, exactly. I don't want to take more time, but I'm
okay. Well, we've got several people asking for on the board, so I just want to say blessings to you, and more blessings to you and your family.
Thank you so much, and God bless you as you work your way through this challenge.
Thank you, and Kathy, you're on.
Hi, Glenda. It's Kathy from San Diego.
Yes, Kathy, how are you?
I'm very good, thank you. I'm so glad that, of course, along with everyone, that you didn't, that it wasn't any worse for you, for sure, and that you're still here and sounding great. You know, you sound amazing and you sound powerful. And so then my request, another hurricane-related request. My 30-year-old son had to fly to New York this week for business. Wasn't that thrilled about it anyway. And now, you know, they're in this uncertainty, the uncertain cone of Hurricane Jose for New York this week. So I wonder if we could please pray for my son Jeff, for his safety and for all of that whole area.
Oh, yes, definitely. Every hurricane on this planet has got me on its watch list. and everybody in it. I've been in it, so I've got its number, baby.
Dear, thank you so much. God bless you. Bye-bye.
You're welcome. And we've got a caller from area code 212. You're on. Hello?
Hi, Glenda. Hi, Glenda. This is Elizabeth in New York. I just wanted to ask a blessing for a very close friend of mine in New Orleans who was diagnosed with stage 4 pancreatic cancer.
Oh.
As you just said, you know, there's miracles, healing. Just I'd ask for a blessing that, you know, she will go through whatever she has to with love,
mm-hmm.
ease, and grace. That's all. I just wanted to.
What is her name?
Her name is Ara, A-R-A, Ara Porter.
A-R-A, how pretty.
Ara. Yes, so
okay.
Whatever she needs right now. Thank you very much, Glenda.
You're welcome. And we have a wireless caller, don't have a name or number here, but you're on, so it's actually area code 810.
Hi, Glenda. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
It's Christine in Tennessee.
Hi, Christine.
I just was very, very happy that our prayers were answered for you. But I have a blessing I'd like to ask for. My husband was in a motorcycle accident last week.
Oh, no.
He is very fortunate. He was scraped up pretty bad, but his left foot, he still can't step down on it, and we don't know how bad it is. So I just want his name mentioned, Jim.
What is his name?
Jim.
Jim? Okay. Okay. I have his name on my list for sure.
Thank you.
And Mary, I see you're on. Hi.
Hi, my wonderful, precious Glenda Green. I just am so grateful that you are home with us and that you are feeling all of our prayers that will continue. And right this second, I just received a call that the beautiful man I care for is in the process of dying. I've just been called to his bedside, which is truly an honor. So I'm going to end up leaving the blessing call, but asking for the blessing and praying and trusting that all is well with you and that you are in Yeshua's
loving arms. And what is his name? We'll have him in our blessing, too.
Oh, please. His name is Tony Sarah.
Tony.
And, yes, it has been my honor to care for him, and it's my honor to be called to the bedside. So that's where I'm going to go.
Oh.
So perfect timing to be in the blessing. So thank you so much.
You do beautiful work. Thank you, Mary. Mary of the lovely heart.
Oh, my gosh. I love you, Glenda. All right. Thank
you
so much. All right.
Bye. Welcome. And Janet is on. Hi, Janet.
Is this for me?
Yes. I opened your line.
This is Janet, and I live in Las Vegas, but I asked for a blessing for my daughter. Her whole body is a horrible rash. But
Oh, no. Is it shingles?
She doesn't know yet. They've taken like 4 or 5 cultures, and they haven't gotten back yet. And then she's also in an emotional turmoil because she's in the process of the decision of divorcing a very unhealthy marriage after 20-some years. So
I see.
I asked for, and I'm there for her. I'm not physically there because she lives out of state, but I'm on the phone with her 2 and 3 times a day and sending her my love and prayers and just being for her. And I know that that I've played a major part in her life by keeping her in peace as much as possible. So I'm there for her, but I really ask for a blessing for her. Thank you.
Oh, absolutely. What is her name?
Jennifer.
Jennifer.
Yes.
Okay. And I've got 3 more callers. So I'm going to move on, Janet, but we've got her on the list and in our heart.
Thank you.
And Julie, you're on. Julie?
Hello?
Hi, you're there.
Good, thank you. Well, I'll probably get choked up when I say this, but I just wanted to, thank you for being such an inspiration and being so concerned about others.
You're so welcome. It's my pleasure. It's my privilege.
Well, you're going through so much. And I hope this isn't in...
I'm really trying. And, you know, I never thought that I would ever be doing this work. But I can't imagine a more wonderful life. It's kind of like when you're young, you can't imagine what it's like to be a parent. But after you are, it's the most wonderful thing to do.
Yes.
I thought my life was going to be different, but it just got changed overnight. And it's more wonderful than I ever thought it could be. And even when I suffer, I don't suffer.
Well, that's very inspiring. I appreciate that. And I just wanted to say, and I hope this isn't in bad taste. But, you know, I know $10,000 sounds like a lot of money, but there are many, I don't know how many people are normally on this call, but I know we have at least 300 blessing givers, and simple math is $30 times 300 is $9,000. So I know I have the tendency to think my little amount of money isn't going to make a difference.
It does. It does. And thank you so much for saying that, Julie, because it does. And everybody on this call that heard that, it does. It doesn't take that much from, just like Jesus walked over to the woman who was a widow, and she just gave a mite, which in the dollars of those days was like a penny, but it was all she had. And he blessed her, and he said, he blessed her giving as a greater abundance than it was, because she gave all she had.
So I just want to encourage us all to, as much as we can.
Thank you. Because that's all it takes, Julie. It just takes an open heart and a willingness to participate.
Yes. Thank you. And then I appreciate the opportunity to participate in that. And I'd also like to ask for a blessing. I re-triggered an old injury, and I would just like a blessing for that, to hopefully just have that heal and not need to have any significant medical treatment.
You've got it.
Thank you.
Yeah. Is there anything more you want to tell us about it, or it's just between you and God?
Oh, I'm not sure. I think that's enough.
Okay. All right.
Thank you.
Sure. Okay, we move on to Betty Jo. Betty Jo, you're on.
Hi, Glenda. I just want to reiterate what everybody's saying, how blessed we are that you chose this path and we can have this time with you. I need to ask for a blessing for a friend of mine. Her name is Mia. She served in the Iraq War, and she's suffering from PTSD. So just please put her on the blessing.
Okay. I certainly will.
Thank you, Glenda.
We have a lot of people we pray for on PTSD.
Yes. Yes.
Yes.
All right. Thank you so much.
Okay. So welcome. And last but not least, Stormy, you're on. I saved you to the last because I knew you were playing your music.
Yes, Glenda. I don't know if you got to listen to the CD and all the turmoil, but there's one particular song that I called The Continuum. It is a very, very upbeat song, great to wake up in the morning. I listened to it for 2 days continuously with many, many variations and couldn't get tired of it. So I called it the
Continuum. No, I will actually listen to it this week while I'm trying to raise, praying and raising money for this family. I will.
And I wrote you a good letter.
I haven't had a chance yet, Stormy, because we were without electricity and without Wi-Fi. I had no instruments for doing anything modern, even cooking. I had to cook on the grill.
I also would ask for a blessing for myself. I had to go to the emergency room Tuesday. I had a kidney stone for over a month that is stuck and so hard. They want to do laser surgery. I opted not to do that. I'm letting Sybil Burrows treat me with her Chinese medicine. She's been able to soften up and dissolve kidney stones the size of a pencil eraser. So I'm going that route, but I asked for a blessing for this. And I've really been blessed. I had a kidney stone 15 years ago that stopped one of my kidneys. And I never had any pain. And I've only had pain one day for this. I'm still not in pain. So there's a blessing there. But
yes, there is.
But I've gotten off all carbonated drinks like she's been trying to get me to do. I got the message.
Okay. Well, we've got you on our list, and we've got Sybil on our list, too.
Yes, keep going.
Okay. Good. Well, Stormy, we love you, and we thank you for your constant support for us and the blessings that we offer. And we have one last caller that I'm going to take, and then we're going to start a blessing. So, from area code 808, you're on. Is this Wayne?
Aloha, Glenda. It is.
Aloha.
Oh, Glenda, thank you for staying in the body through this amazing storm that crossed your path. We need you on this planet. Your light is invaluable.
Well, thank you. I love being a light into the world.
And, you know, I would like to ask for a blessing for my new partnership that began 21 years ago and didn't light up until yesterday.
Wow. Okay.
I was in class in 96, and I picked her up at the airport yesterday, and we realized how delicate new beginnings are. We both are in a similar place in our lives, and the potential is enormous, and we're in tears of joy over this union. So I just ask
for
a blessing for us.
Oh, yes. I love blessing love.
Her name is Anna-Christina.
Yes, and just to reflect on your comment, I did find out one thing, and that is it would take a pretty strong wind to blow out my candle.
I don't think there's a wind strong enough that can blow it out, Glenda.
Well, it hasn't happened yet, but I learned not to dare the forces of the universe. But everybody, let's just get ready for a blessing, okay?
Okay, all right.
And I've got everybody on my list, everybody in my heart. And those of you who didn't speak up, you're in my heart as well. And think about the value of just the tiniest contribution. And if not to what I'm asking for, to something else. Or the tiniest contribution of a smile. Don't ever underestimate the smallest thing you can do. We hold back so often on the smallest things. And then we become inhibited and think we're not capable of doing the larger things. If it had not been for the fact that I have been offering blessings and written books and taught seminars for years and been with people on an average, ordinary, daily way for years, I wouldn't have had the courage to stay through the storm. You see, we work up to the big things. Just like we build muscles. Everything's like building muscles. Everything's like building immunity also. Everything, courage is something we build. Faith is something we build. Everything we build and we increase. And most especially love. It grows. Love has an amazing way of creating more love. It is the most procreative force on the earth. Nothing comes close. And so as we sit down and we relax into this blessing, I just want you to be in your seat, in your chair. I want your heart, first of all, just relax your mind and let it fall into your heart. Your heart's going to take over. It's going to open wide. Let your arms open wide. Let your whole being open wide. No matter what is possibly about to happen to you, and who of us knows what tomorrow will bring? Good, bad, or boring, or just more of the same. Who knows what tomorrow will bring? But if we open ourselves really wide enough, it will bring lots of choices. And when we have lots of choices, we have more options. And we grow stronger. As we look through the options and we realize the freedom that God has given us to determine our lives and to take different roads and different options than the traditional recommendations, just like what Stormy was describing with his kidney stone. Or I had a number of options for would I weather the storm, would I leave? So many people offered me their home, for which I'm so grateful. So grateful. And I would have taken it probably 5 years ago. It would have, you know, I think it's important to really trust your faith and trust your instincts. Whatever you're guided by the Lord to do, do it. And do it with all your heart. Okay. Now, what you're going to do is you're going to sit there with an open heart, an open soul, and you're going to receive. And the blessing givers and I are going to stand together, and we're going to conduct the energy, just the energy of the living Christ, his love, the Holy Spirit, and the grace of God. We're like satellite, and we're like satellite disc. We convey energy. It's not coming from us, but it's coming through us. And the reason it's important to come through us is because we're a human connection that makes it more available to you. Just like there are TV signals all around you right now. But if you don't have a subscription to Dish, or if you don't have a satellite on your roof or whatever else you use, you can't pick up the signal. So we help you pick up the signal. And that's what we do. That's our work. But the grace, the love, and the power is from Christ and the Holy Spirit and God our Father. So I will begin with a prayer to Yeshua. And then the blessing givers and I will conduct the energy for about 3 minutes. I'll let you know when it's done. And then just go rest and be an open book that God can write a new script on. God knows where to go. God knows what you need. You can be in prayer or you can be silent while the energy is conveyed. Whatever your heart tells you to do. Dear Yeshua, our brother and son of God, who came to teach us that we are indeed children of God. Not unlike you, except we forgot. And we are learning. And thank you for teaching, not just with the words you gave us, but the example you gave us. And not just with the words you gave us years ago, but with the example you continue to give us through the lives of those who love you and serve you and serve to bring your love into a greater presence on this earth. We thank you for everyone who has faith in God, faith in themselves, and faith in the power of love, for they too are an example for us all. Thank you for those who have the courage to serve the greater good in this earth, and to struggle against adversity, knowing that the will of God will prevail. We ask your blessing for all of these on our list, and for everyone on this call, and everyone who knows everyone on this call, and everyone whose lives are touched by everyone on this call. Let it expand like pollen in spring, seeding the flowers of May with your love and your grace, your healing, and your abundance. For you are our treasure, now and forevermore. Amen. blessing is complete. Now go and rest. And I look forward to being with you again next week. Bye-bye for now.